And today's daf is daf chaf ches, the last daf for the Masechta. We're still lagging a bit. We're in chaf zayin mabez, the Mishnah, halfway down the wide lines, but we'll, hope to finish it today. The Masechta, so the Mishnah begins as follows: a Mevin mehekdesh kizba. A person could bring a female sheep from Hekdesh, and Seira, and she, even though the person set aside money for a kizba, it can be changed to a Seira, because it's all the same chayt. You're just changing the particular species that's being brought. And Hekdesh, Seira, kizba, and the same is true if you set aside for a goat and you end up bringing a kizba, that's permitted to switch around the money. Hekdesh, kizba, Seira, Torah and Bnei Yonah, you could also, if money was set aside for a behemoth, you could set aside that you could change it to buying birds. Umehekdesh, Torah and Bnei Yonah, Vas here's to Eifa, you could switch again all these things around, you could downgrade. Keta, how does this work exactly? What would be an example one would have to do this? Hifrish, Lekitzbo, Lesira, and He'ani, the person becomes poor now, it's talking about carbon olive yored, such as Tumas Mekdesh Vikadashav, and carbon Mitzara. The guy set aside money for an animal, he had a lot of money at the time, so he's on the higher level, the upper class, and then he became poor, so now he could switch the money around to buy Yavi Oaf. Right, let's say he wanted to bring an Oaf and honey, Yavi Asir to Eifa, which is a lower amount of just some flour. The Hifrish Lasi to Eifa, let's say he set aside money for a flour offering, and Ha'ashir, then he became more wealthy, Yavi Oaf, and Ha'ashir, Yavi Kishvav at Sira, you could go up and down depending on a person's wealth. You can adjust the money that even though it's set aside for a particular animal, because it's all the same function to bring a carbon chatas. So Gemara brings a braisa, Tanur Rabbanan, Minani Mila rather, how do we know the halacha of the Mishnah? Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk says, mechatasa. A person when it comes to bring a carbon olviorid, it says, v'chiper alav akoin mechatasa. And it says yet again, mechatasa.
Did we skip the last part of the Mishnah?
Did I? Oh, so yeah, I'm reading on the side here. It's not in mine, but we could, So which line here? No, it's fine. Hifrish la shiris, ra'if eva, ha'ashir yavi of, ha'ashir yavi kisva v'sira. Which line are you looking at? I don't have that in my Mishnah. Okay. Fine. So Gemara now wants to know, Menachem Mila, how do I know the Tanur Rabbanan, the Braita says, it says in the Pasuk, by behema, mechataso, and then it says as well, by an oath, mechataso, and then it says, by asir's eifa, al chataso. So these are three words used in the different levels of behema, oath, and asir's eifa, respectively. So ma tamalomer, why do we have all these different words repeating itself? Minayin, ata omer, shemivin, mehekdesh, kisba, seira, umehekdesh, seira, kisba, hanya, you could switch to different types of animals. So mehekdesh, kisba, seira, you could switch from an animal to the vine yona. Or mehekdesh p'torim b'nei yona asir sa'efa. How do you know you could switch things around? K'etad, how does this work? Hifrish l'kitzbo l'sira ha'ani, he becomes poor, yavi of. Ha'ani yavi asir sa'efa. Hifrish l'asir sa'efa, if he sets aside money for a flower offering, the heshir becomes wealthy, yavi of. Heshir yavi kitzbo l'sira. Let's say hifrish kitzbo l'sira v'nista'abu. This is what the Mishnah, what you had in the Mishnah, Adam, here it's in the Braisa. So let's say a person set aside money for an animal, and then it got a baal mum, and now it's possible for being brought on the mizbeach at this point, then you have to redeem it, so then, and now he becomes poor when he's redeeming it, so in rata yavi b'damei of, that's another way a person could switch things around, even though he bought the actual behemoth, up until now we're talking about switching the mouse that was set aside. Now there's even a case where you could change the behemoth around, if the behemoth became a baal mum, in essence it's now only kedushas damim, so that's also how you could switch it. Or hifrish of v'nistayev lo yavi b'dama v'yetzir se'efa. But there is one point we do draw the line. If an animal was bought for a carbon chatas, a bird, and then it got a baal mum, you cannot use the money to buy a yetzir se'efa. Lo yavi again b'dama v'yetzir se'efa. She'ein lo'of pidyon. Because the din is, you cannot be poda a oaf, you can only be poda a behema. So that's an example where it wouldn't work. The Gemara then, the Braisa concludes, Lachain, therefore, Ne'emar says, by a carbon olav, a behemah na'of, it says, mechataso, and it says, by a asir zefa, achataso. So we learn from here that mechataso, the word mechataso by behemah, implies that there's another way that you're able to change, you could use some of the money for something less, meaning behemah, mechataso, some of the money can be used for an oaf, you could downgrade. And mechataso oaf, from some of the money of an oaf, you could use to buy something, even use less money to buy an asir se'efa. Now, Al-Khataso, from Asir's Eifa, it sounds like you could be Moshiv, Al, you could add on top, you could upgrade from Khataso. So these are different drushes that are being used, and Mechataso sounds like a downgrade, Al-Khataso means you could upgrade, and this is the source for the Mishnah. The Gemara says, V'itzrich l'michtav, you need to write Mechataso gabi kisbo sira, V'itzrich l'michtav gabi of. So why don't we just learn Mechataso from one of the animals and then learn Oaf from that? Why does it have to mention it both by Kisbo Seira and then yet again by an Oaf? So the Gemara answers, Ekasav, it said in the Pasuk, Ekasav Krab, Hektish, Agabe Hektish, Kisbo Seira only, had it said Mechataso there, Habamina, Hifrish, Kisbo, Kimiani, Mehalin Mos, Nahalina, and Al-Oaf. The guy sets aside money for Kisbo, then he loses money, he becomes poor, so now he uses this from some of the money to buy an oaf, the nice oaf, the kisba of oaf, tervayu mineu damim ninu. So those are both the mineu damim. You bring the blood of a behemoth, you bring the blood of an oaf, so those work with each other. Aval asir se'efa, the lav mineu damim ninu, flower offerings are certainly not blood, elo kasav krah. The Pasuk said not, had the Pasuk not said mechataso gabi oaf, havamina would have thought kimafish maus lekeno umyane. Had money been set aside for a bird, for birds, and the guy became poor, I would have said lo ma'isi asir se'efa because la mini damim hu. Ela ma'isi asir se'efa min beisa, just bring a new flower offering and can't use the money from the oaf. The halin malus the afrish, and the money that you set aside for the bird, which is no longer relevant, you pull in a dava, bring it as in a dava. So therefore, a hachi hadar kasav krah, that's why the Pasuk says, mechataso gabi oaf, that lememra, the mehekdesh the oaf, you can nami ma'isi asir se'efa. And then the Gemara says further, Vitzach l'mechtav needs to say achataso gabe asir se'efa, needs to say there, v'hachi kamar. What do we learn from this? Ki mafish la asir se'efa, when a person sets aside money for a flower offering, the ma'isi hasher, before he brought it as a flower offering, he became richer, nosif alein v'naisi, he should add more money to the funds now, and by bringing naisi of. He'ashir becomes even wealthier. Nosiv alayin v'naisi kisba osira. That again is learned from the word al-chataso, to be mosiv on that which has been already set aside. My time aksiv al-chataso gabi asir se'efa. So how come it says only by asir se'efa? It doesn't say by the case of an oaf. Because an oaf also, you could add from an oaf, you could be mosiv to get to a behema. The kasiv al-chataso gabi oaf. Habamina, I would have thought, had it said achataso only by an oaf, I would have said, ki mafish maus lekino, he'ashir, the guy becomes wealthy, hu demosav alayim ma'isi kisbo osira. You could upgrade from a bird to a behema, tervayu mini damim ninu, they're both blood types of karbanos. Well, hifish maus la'asir se'efa, v'he'ashir, I would have thought, ilo he'ashir tuva, if he didn't become very wealthy, na'isi oaf, ilo he'ashir tuva, if he didn't become very wealthy, na'isi oaf, I would have thought to bring an oaf. Then Hesher Tuva became really wealthy. He jumped from a ani to a usher, a mufla. So Em Hesher Tuva Naisi Kitbosira Vahali Maus the Afish Yipsulu Nadava. I would have thought you can't use the same money set aside for the Asir Se'efa. You have to bring a separate money for the bird or for the behema. And therefore a Hachi Kasev Krab Behadin Chaza. That's why it says Beashirus Dalas Mechadaso. And Gabi Dali Dalas Achataso Lemejish Kedamrinan, to tell me that you can upgrade, even though the guy went from an Asir Se'efa and he upgraded to an Asher or to an Asher Muflag, all those you're allowed to add on to bring an Oaf and a Behema from the money set aside for the Asir Se'efa. So Gemara now says at the very end, the last line of the Amud going into today's Daf and Tachav Ches, Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya. Metame Mikdash, a guy who was Metame Mikdash v'Kadashav, he did it b'Shogeg, so now he's Chayv Olav, Carbon Olav Yared, and he's an Asher at this point. And Hifrish came, but instead of separating a behemoth like he's supposed to, he sets aside birds, Chifsaso, instead of his kifs he needs to bring. So then, let's say, afterwards, he set aside the wrong animal. But then, honey, now he became poor, so Taka is Roy from to bring an oaf, but he just, when he initially set aside, he wasn't Roy, the din is hold the Nidcha Yidcha. Since the moment he was Mafreshit, he wasn't Roy to bring an oaf, even though currently he is Roy, that animal is considered disqualified, and you can't even bring it now, you have to go ahead and bring a different oaf. So Amar Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua Shema Amina Tlas, we learned three things from this statement. Shema Amina Bali Chaim Nidcha, animals that are not Roy become Nidcha forever. Number two, Kedusha Damim Nidcha, even though there's only Kedusha Damim, because the moment he set aside the oaf, when he was supposed to set aside a kisba, so that was incorrect, Therefore, that oath was viewed only as Kedushas Damim. So we see that Kedushas Damim also is subject to being Dachoy. And Dichoy, Mekar Habi Dichoy. And so, to like we learned in yesterday's daf, that something was Dichoy from the outset, that's still considered Dichoy, and it would be Dichoy Li'olam. So Meisiv Rav Ukva Bar Chama, he asks the question, Hamafrish Nekeva Lepischo Kodim HaPesach. A guy sets aside a female animal for a Karban Pesach before Pesach, though, not Erev Pesach, it's before, a couple of days before him, and we know Karban Pesach only comes from Zecharim, it does not come from a Nekeva. So the din is, since he separates the Nekeva, Tira Achit Tistav, he has to let the Nekeva graze until she gets a Mum, and Timkar Timacher V'Yavi B'Dameh Pesach, and then you could use the proceeds of that sale to buy a Zachar for the Karban Pesach. Let's say this female, this Nekeva that was set aside incorrectly as a Karban Pesach, Yalda Zachar, gives birth to a male, Yira Ad Shiestaiva, so that even the Vlad, Hosa has that Kedusha Psul that has to graze. You can't use the Zachar that was born from this Nekeva. You have to let it graze, V'Yimachar V'Yavi B'Dama Pesach, and then use the money to buy a correct Karban Pesach. Now Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says you don't need to do this. Hu Atmo Yikra Pesach, the Vlad can be brought, the Vlad Zachar may be brought as a Karban Pesach. So what do we learn from here? Shema Minav, at least from Rabbi Shimon, Bal Chaim Einon Nidchen. They don't get pushed off. So even though this Vlad came from a mother that was a pasul for the Mizbeach, we don't say Dichur B'Bal Chaim, and that does not carry over onto the child, and therefore it's considered acceptable. So Gemara said, now the issue here is that because this is a situation, actually read the Gemara will explain this now. So Amri Debay, Rabbi Oshayda explained, Ki Amrina, when we said Bal Chaim is Nidchen, when did we say this? The Rabbanan, that was only the Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon, Svirlei, Bal Chaim Einon Nidchen, he argues and says, it's not Nidchen, he allows an animal that can be, even though it's Nidchen, we don't push it off, it doesn't get puzzled. So Hagrala, the situation we know, Shnei Sirim of Yom HaKippurim, so you need to know which one's going to be brought as the Chatas, which one's the Asar Lazazel, so you do Hagrala. So Rabbi Shimon holds that Hagrala Einim HaKeves, he holds that the Hagrala is not necessary. You don't need to do Hagrala, even if you create a Asar Chatas and Asar Lazazel without Hagrala, that still is effective. This Tanya, the Brisa tells us, this is just a different din we're learning from him regarding Hagrala. So the Tanya, the Brisa tells us, let's say you did Shnei Sirim and you did the Hagrala properly, and after the Hagrala, one of them dies, so maybe Chaver, you just bring a replacement for that Tsar Chadas or Tsar Lazazil. Shalob Hagrala, without having to do Hagrala, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. Alma, what we see from this statement, however, since he doesn't require Hagrala, Alma Kesavar Bali Chaim Einan Nidchen, because if he felt Bali Chaim Nidchen, when the Tsar died, the live partner, that should be Nidcha, because it has no partner. You can't go ahead without having Shnei Sirim. So shouldn't that be Nidcha? And shouldn't you have to bring two new ones? So you see clearly from this case of Hagrala that when one dies, you just find the replacement. There is no Nidchen, Bal Chaim in Nidchen. And you also learn as a second point, which is not our focus right now, the Hagrala Ein Makeves. These are two assumptions we learn from the Shita of Rabbi Shimon with regards to Hagrala and regards to Bal Chaim Einam Nidchen. Okay, Gemara now tells us here in Chaf Chesem and Aleph, Amr of Chisra, Chisra teaches us that Ein Akinim Misparshos Ella Iblakichas Balim Ibasiyas Kohen. When the different individuals were bringing the Kinim of Karbanos, either Shnei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yona, so one of them is set aside as a Chatas, one set aside as an Ola. And the Gemara is telling us here, it also appears in Maseches Yuma, that there are two moments in time where you could decide which animal is a chatas, which bird is going to be an ola. Either the moment you buy it, l'kichas bailim, you could say, I want this one as a chatas with this one as an ola. And if it gets confused, that's all Maseches Kinim, which we'll get to in around 24 days from today or so. So that's either decided by l'kichas bailim or be'asiyas kohen, or you could leave them unnamed until the kohen goes through the process of the malika and then name which is which. But anywhere in between those two junctions, we cannot designate which is an ola, which is a chatas. So Amr of Shimi Bar Ashi, my time at the Rav Chisra, what was his reason? What's the basis for saying either l'kichas balim o asiyas kohen? He says, based on the pasuk, it says dichsiv with regards to yoledes in Parshas Tazria, says v'lakcha shtei sarim, when she buys shnei torim, so that's the moment of l'kichas balim. And it says elsewhere v'asa kohen, so we have clearly o b'l'kichas balim o b'asiyas kohen. The Gemara challenges this and says, Meisive. Vaso Chatas, the Pasuk says, with regards to this Achrimos regarding the Shnei Seirim, it says in the pasuk, "V'hikri ba'aron et ha'sayer, asher Allah alav ha'gor la'Hashem v'aso chatas." So the sayer that got the gor la'Hashem that's meant to bring it to chatas, you make it a chatas. So we learn from here, ha'gorel oseh chatas, vein ha'shem oseh chatas. The only way you could create a sar la'Hashem is through the hagrala, the gor la'Hashem aso chatas. That's what made it a chatas, vein ha'shem. But a person can't decide, I want to call this a chatas when it comes to Shnei Seirim. This so too, it says in the Brayse, if ein kohen oseh chatas, and the kohen can't make the chatas. Fine. So the Gemara says, sheyachal, I would have thought, halo dinu is in the kal v'chomer, ma b'makom shelo kiddush hagrala, in the place where hagrala doesn't work, which is in general. By general karbanos, I can't do hagrala on a stam chatas and a stam ola, it doesn't work. So in general, shelo kiddush hagrala, yet, kiddush Hashem, but by calling it with my peh, I could call it chatas, I could call it an ola, that works. Malkum sheyikadish agorel, place where agorel does work, namely by the Shnei Seirim, eino din, shouldn't it be obvious that sheyikadish Hashem, that certainly kiddushes a peh, should also work by the Shnei Seirim, that's the Havamina, and therefore, Tamalom, the pasuk says, vaso chatas, hagorel osel chatas, ve'ein Hashem osel chatas. The pasuk has to go out of its way to tell me that only the agorel works, and nothing else. That's the braisa. What's the question? Katani, we have from this brayta either way that shame dumi de goral. The way a person makadesh a carbon in general, the kriya shame, works in a similar manner to the way hagrala works, which is what? Ma goral lav lakichas, lav ba'asiya. Just like hagrala, you can't do hagrala not in the moment you buy the Shnei Seirim, and not the moment when you perform the hagrala. It's a different stage of when hagrala takes effect. Safa shame nami. When you designate which animal is an ola, which animal is a chatas, la blakicha, la vasiya. It shouldn't be the moment you buy it, and it shouldn't be the moment you do perform the act. It should be sometime in between those, just like hagrala. Isn't that what the Braisa seems to imply? So I'm a Rav. Rav says, no, hachikama. This is what the Braisa means to say. Ma b'makom shlo kiddush hagrala, in a place where hagrala doesn't work, namely in kachim in general, blakichas balim, u vasiya sakoim, where hagrala doesn't work, by any taste, doesn't work by when you buy the animal, doesn't work when you perform the ma'isa, yet, kiddush Hashem. So it works by kiddush Hashem, e blakichas balim, e basiyas koin. The kiddush Hashem, you could designate an animal whether when you buy it or whether when you do the asiyah, it works either way. Kan, here, she kaddish hagorah, when hagorah works, namely by the shnei tzi'irim, shalom blakicha, doesn't work by lakicha, and shalom basiyah, doesn't take effect by asiyah either. Eino din she kaddish Hashem. So certainly, Kiddush Hashem should work, which is more expensive. Iblakicha ibasiya. At least I should be able to call La Zazir or La Shem the moment I buy the Shnei Seirim or the moment I'm performing the act. And that, the Gemara says, Tamalomer, Vaso Chatas, Hagorel Oseh Chatas, Vein Hashem Oseh Chatas. Ask Gemara another question. Meisivein. Mitame Mikdash Ani. Let's say a person was Tame, he entered into the base of Mikdash Beshogi, he's now Chayva Carbon Olav Yorit. And at the moment, he's an Ani, so he owes a Shnei Torim, a Shnei B'nei Yonah, Chatas in an Ola. Shehifrish Maos Lakinos, he says, I money for the birds, the Hesher. But then, prior to this carbon being brought, he becomes wealthy. V'charkach Amar, then he says, on the money, Eilu Chatasi. This money I'm setting aside, initially that was for Chatas in Ola, I want to use all for my Chatas. The Eilu Lalasi, and this money is being used for an Ola. Now the din is that really the money that this when a guy's an usher, he doesn't have to bring an ola. You just bring one behema as a chatas. So what happens is most of maybe the chavaso. So now he has to go ahead and bring more money since only some of the money was set aside for chatas from the birds. You need to pay the rest to amount to a behema. Vein most maybe chavaso umidmei olasa. But what he can't do is he can't take money from the dmei olasa that he set aside to use for his chatas now he needs to build up. So what's the question here? So v'ha-hachi, here in this case, d'leka lo l'kicha v'la'asiyah. So this situation here, he already, there's no moment of l'kicha, and yet he was able to set aside where the money is going to be used, and it's not chatasiyah either. And katani, it says, maybe chavaso midmei chataso v'lo midmei olaso. So we see you can set aside the function of money, even though it's not shas l'kicha, and even though it's not shas asiyah either. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshi. Rav Sheshi says back, "B'tizbara, does this make sense? Masita masakanta he. Is this Mishnah? Is this Brisa correct? You ask a question from it. There's a mistake in the Brisa. Clearly, there's a mistake in the Brisa. You can't ask a question from it. What's the mistake? Tikatani, the Braisa goes on to explain, V'heshir v'charkach amar, the guy becomes wealthy, and then after becoming wealthy, he says, he wants this money to be used for a chatas, this money to be used for an ola, but how does that work exactly? V'hamar Rebbe Elazar, doesn't Rebbe Elazar himself say, Amar Rebbe Oshaya, mitami mikdash she'ashir, shehevi karbon ani lo yatza. They have a person who's owed, who's asher, brings an ani, carbon ani, doesn't work. So therefore, how could he set aside the money, this usher now, and say that this money is used for my ola, this money is used for my chatas, that shouldn't take effect because he can't bring an ola and a chatas of a bird. He owes a behema. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense to be able to set aside money for a carbon that he's not allowed to bring. What could you say? Shekfar Amar Bishas and Yasa. Must be a situation where he said this statement when he was an ani, that he wants the money for a chatas and the money for an ola, for Shnei Torim. And then he became wealthy afterwards. That's the situation. So Hachanami here as well, Shekfar Amar Mishasa Frashaso, when he said the money, when he said it at the time when he set aside the money, which is in essence considered Shas Lekichas Ofos. When he set aside the money to buy it, that's Shas Lekicha, and that's when you are allowed to designate which monies, which animals are being used for the Ola, which ones are being used for the Chatas, and that's how you get out of this question. So then the Gemara says, the Rabbi Chaga Amar Boshaya, the Amar, the one who says Yatza, that a usher who brings a carbon ani taka can be yotze the mitzvah, at least b'di'eved, so my commandment, how is he going to explain this braisa? He can't be, he doesn't have to say, it's talking a situation where you set aside b'shas likichaso. So tani v'chakach lakach v'amar. So the way he changed the braisa is, when he set aside the money and he went ahead and bought the bird and he's designated one as an ola, one as a chatas, even though he's an usher now, that works for Rabbi Chagar, Amar Rabbi Oshaya. That's the situation. Again, it's, again, B'shas L'kichaso, when this is all taking place. So Meitzive, they ask further. Mitzara Ani Shehevi Karbon, Asher. You have an Ani who's a Mitzara, and he goes ahead for some reason and brings a Karbon of an Asher. Yep, so you're allowed to bring a higher Karbon, a more expensive Karbon. An asher shehevi carbon ani lo yata, but to use a lesser carbon, a guy's an asher to bring a carbon of an ani, that doesn't work. So tiyufta the Rebbe Chaga Amar Rebbe Oshaya. This is a clear tiyufta against what was said above. The Rebbe Chaga felt a person can bring a different level of a carbon, and this price says otherwise. So Amalach, so he says no. Shiny gabi mitzora. Mitzora is an exception. I agree by mitzora you can bring the a lesser carbon. Demi Rachman, the Pasuk says zos. Only by a Mitzvah does this work. But Zos, only Zos, by Mitzvah can you bring Ani, bring an Asher bring an Ani. But elsewhere, an Asher can't bring a carbon Ani. So Ihachi, that's the case. So then, Afilu Mitzvah Ani Nami, Hevi carbon Asher Layatza. So, if that's the case, Pasuk says Zos, so the only a situation where Asher brings an Ani's carbon does it work, Zos, that should not only exclude other karbanos, but should even exclude within a Torah the opposite case, that an ani should not be able to bring an asher's carbon. Again, what the Pasuk's talking about is an asher bring a carbon ani. He's downgrading. That's acceptable. But Zos, only this case works. But that implies, but an ani who brings an asher's carbon should not work of a Mitzvah. So how come we said it does work that an ani can bring an asher's carbon? So Gemara says, the truth is that an ani is not yotze if he brings an asher. Ha adrei kra taras. But since the pasuk says taras hametzora, taras is inclusive. That includes not only an asher who brings an ani's carbon, but even an ani metzora who brings an asher carbon. That also works to taras. The hatani, the brisa brings a raya. Where the Gemara brings the raya from the brisa, it says taras, taras hametzora. That is the rabbis metzora ani shevi carbon asher shiyotze. Then ani who upgrades it works. Yachal afilu asher shehevi carbon ani shiyatza tamalomar zos. So one might think an asher who brings in anis should work as well. Therefore, it's a tamalomar zos that it does not work. One second here. This is the exception where by mitzora dafka doesn't work, but all other cases it does work. That you can't bring an asher bring in ani according to Rav Chag at least. So Leilas Minei, so why don't we learn Tumas Mikdash from Mitzora and say just like a Mitzora Asher cannot bring a carbon Mitzora Ani, so too in general we should say even by Tumas Mikdash Mikdash of a carbon, an Asher can't bring a carbon Ani. So Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, Vimdalhu Vena Yadom Asegis, by the Mitzora, if he's poor and he can't afford something more expensive, So what does it mean, dalhu? Mitzorahu de asher shevi karban ani hu de lo yatza v'matame mikdash asher shevi karban ani yatza. So we base in the pasuk, we're able to say that this is only by a mitzorah, but doesn't exist by tumas mikdash v'kedashim according to Rav Chag. Okay, the new mission, the final mission of Masechta tells us as follows. Rabbi Shun Omer Kvasim Kol Min Sa'izim. The din is, if a person has a, you want to know the priority, which is better to bring, it's better to bring a keves prior to an aid, a sheep before a goat. B'chol makom, because we always have, kvasim are always mentioned in the pasuk before the izim are mentioned. Yachal, one might think, b'bei shun muvchar mehem, maybe it's because that, because maybe the kvasim are more, or higher quality than that of the izim. Tam alom, the pasuk says, v'im keves yavi karban al-chadas, melamit shishneim yishkulim, that you have the option. You could bring either izim or you could bring a keves, and therefore there is no hierarchy in terms of which ones to bring. Even though it says kvasim always beforehand, you really could bring either one that you want. Torah and kodmin levnei yonah. B'chol makom, we always find in the Torah that Torah mentioned before b'nei yonah. Right, the shnei Torah o shnei b'nei yonah. So since it mentions Torah first, one might have thought yachol mipnei shein mufchar mehen. Maybe if one has the options, you should always go for the Torah over the b'nei yonah. Tam alomer, it says in the pasuk, Ben Yonah, Osor Lechatas. Here's an example where Ben Yonah is mentioned first, telling me that Milamit Shishneim Shkulim, that they're always equal. And Ha'av Kodim La'im, V'chomakim, we always find that the father is mentioned before the mother in the Torah. Yachal, that one might have thought, Mibnei Shekibud Ha'av Kodim Al Kibud Ha'im, one should honor the father prior to honoring the mother. So, Tamalomar, Ish Imoviv, Tirau Milamit Shishneim Shkulim. In this pasuk, it mentions mother first to tell me that they're equal. Aval, Amru Chacham Hayet, the Din Rabbanan said that one should practically ha'av kodem la'aim v'chol makom. We should always honor your father first in practical for practical reasons. Mipnei shehu ve'imo chayavim v'chvod aviv. Because not are you only obligated to honor your father, but your mother as his wife also has to honor him. And therefore, chachamim encourage one to honor the father first. But midiraisa, they're both equal. Misha continues. V'chem etam Torah im zacha ben l'fnei arav. If a Rebbe is, if a person, a child is zocha to learn in front of a Rebbe, harav kodim et ha'ev ha'v'chol makom, the Rebbe precedes the father in all situations, such as saving him, a veda, a lost object, and so on, v'pnei shehu v'aviv chayavim v'chod rabba, because not only is the child required to honor the Rebbe, but even the father is required to honor the Rebbe, and therefore we put the Rebbe before the father. The Gemara quotes a b'raisa now, tanur rabbanon arba tzvachot tzavcha azara. There were four screams, yells that the Azara yelled out throughout history. Tzvach Achas, the first yelling was, Hotzio Mikan B'nei Eli, remove from here the children of Eli, Chofnu, Pinchas, get rid of them, Shetimot Hechal, that they contaminated the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pasuk goes on to explain, and the Gemara Yuma says it's not meant to be taken literally, but it says they were Asher Yishkivu Nes HaNashim, they were sleeping with women. The Gemara says they were delaying, the Gemara Yuma, from what I recall, they were delaying bringing the Karban Yoledes. So the women were delayed from being with their own husbands, so that was viewed as something disgusting, considered as if they were Asher Yishkivu Nes HaNashim, so they were booted from the Azara. Tzvach HaShniyah, a second scream that took place, Pishchu Sharm, open up the gates, Yekanes Yochanan ben Nidbai, let Yochanan come in, Tamido Shapinkai, he was the Talmud of this person, V'imali Kreiso Mekachar Shemaim, let him fill his stomach up from the Karbanos, Amru al ben Nidbai, they said about him, Shehaya Ochel, to eat Arba Sa Gozalos, this amount of birds, which was a lot, and bikinua chasuda with the completion of the suda. That wasn't even his main meal, that was his dessert. So Amru Koyamov, they said, the entire life when he was alive, lohaya nosar bazar, never was there any nosar in the base of Migdash, because he wiped everything clean. Tzvach HaShlish is the third tzvach was, su sham rashecham yikarnish alishama ben pikai, open up the gates to allow Elishama to come in, tamida shapinchas, vishamish bekuna gadol, lem serve as a kohen gadol. And Tzvach HaRevi'is, the fourth one, and the final one is Pishchu Sham Rotsiu, now open the gates and get kick out, Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai, Shemechabit Atmo, Umivaza Kachishman, because he would honor himself and desecrate the Karbanos. So Mayhav Abed, the Gemara is focused on this last piece here, on Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai. What did he do that was so disgraceful? And the Gemara says, this is mentioned also, and I think it's the Pesachim, and also part of it's mentioned in Brachos, Maya Ha'avid, what would he do? Have Karach Shirai Ayodah, he would wrap something around his hand. But Have Avid Avodah, knew the Avodah in such a way, he didn't want to get dirty, he was very clean, and would make sure not to get dirty, he wore gloves in essence. So Maya Sakalei, what happened? What was his end? So Yanei Malka Malkasa, the king and queen have a yasrin, they're one sitting eating. And Malka Amar Gadya Yai, the king said, the gidi, the goat, is more chashuv to eat. Well, Malkasa is queen. Amar Imri Yai, no, the sheep is more chashuv. So Amri, they said, Nishaili li yasachar ish kfar berkai. Let's ask him. He's a Kohen Gadahu, the king, he knows quite well the sheep and the goats. Let's ask what he thinks. What is brought every single day in the Beit HaMikdash? That will tell us who's right, the king or the queen. So Shaili, they asked him the question. Amr Lohu, he said that e gadya yai, that if the gedi was more meshubach, yaishki l'tmida, it should have been brought as a carbon talmid, and it's not. We know a kevesh, shnei chlasim are brought, not a gedi. So Bahadei Damer, when he was answering the question, he was saying that the gedi is not as chashiv, it's a kevesh and more chashiv. In essence, he was siding with the queen. So Bahadei Damer, when he was saying this, achve biyade, he kind of like pushed over like to the king, like you don't know anything, like you just shoved him over with his hand gesture. Amalhun Malka, the queen said, rather the king said, since he kind of threw me off and he gave me this nasty gesture, called to the other the Amir, cut off his right hand. So Yav Shochta, he paid off the servants and cut to the other small, and he got him to cut off his left hand. Shemaz Malka, the king found out that he bribed them, Amalikti Namili de Yami, cut his right hand as well, so cut off both the hands. So he ended up losing both of his hands for this. So Amr of Yosef said, Baruch the Rachmana, he says, thank Hashem, the Shakle the Yitzachar Ishkvar Brakai, the Mitchafase. It's Kadosh Baruch who had given the rightful punishment because he wasn't shown the proper kavod to the Beis HaMikdash by wearing gloves when performing the avodah, and this was his end. So Amr of Ashi, says, Lo Havatani Lei, did not learn Mishnayos, that he didn't know how to answer the king and queen properly. The Mishnah tells us here in Maseches Krisis. Had he learned Krisis, he would know the answer. Had he been in Daf Yomi, he would have known the Tanan, Kvasim, Kodmin, Le'ezim. The Pasuk always puts Kvasim prior to Ezim, yet, the Chomakom, Yachol, Mithnation, Muvchar, he would have thought maybe because the Kvasim are Merchashim, but Tamalom are no. Then Kefes, we have an example where the Keves and Aes precedes the Keves. He should have told you that they're both the same, they're equal, he would have been fine and nothing would have happened to him. Ravina says, not only did he not know Mishnayos, I feel Mikranami Lokar, he didn't even know Psukim, this guy who claims to be the Kohen Gadol. He was Kohen Gadol, but who wasn't qualified to be Kohen Gadol. Dichsiv says, Im Kesev Vim Eid, which tells us that either one, both are good. Im this, Im that. If this one, if that one, they're both of equal playing ground.
Is that for the Korban Tamid or for...
That's for in general. Even though the tamid is being used using a keves, doesn't mean that's the best carbon. The tamid needs a keves for whatever reason that was. And a chatas needs a certain type of carbon. But when you have options and both of them can be brought, either one can be used. So Amar Rebbe Lazar, Amar Rebbe Chanina, Tamidi Chachamim Mar Ben Sham Be'olam, this is how we conclude the Gemara, that Tamidi Chachamim bring peace into the world. Shenimar, it says in the Pasuk, V'chol Banayach Limudei Hashem, Rav Shalom Banayach, Atiki Banayach Ela Bo Nayach, Hajin Lach, Mevi, Asher, Mesik Lach, Meseches Krisis. As a side point, there are three Meseches that finish with this drasha, and the end of the Banayach, Beis, Nun, Chaf, stand for Brachos, Nida, and Krisis, that's Banach. All three of those Meseches end with this particular drasha. Okay?